The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this Labor Day weekend. I hope you, it's going to be a beautiful, it's going to be warm, but that's okay, you know, drink plenty of fluids, water, Gatorade, stuff like that, you know, if you're out in the sun a lot. But, hey, people are going to be fishing, hiking, maybe going boating, a lot of people going boating. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So, you know what, just get out there and enjoy the outdoors and follow us into the great outdoors. A couple of things I wanted to mention here. Don't forget, this is our 25th anniversary of Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio. And we're very grateful to all of the listeners and sponsors who bring this program to you every single week, especially Waterworks Marine, Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, and Daiwa. On today's show, we're going to have a couple of great guests. But before we talk about the guests, I want to mention a couple of things that are going on in the great outdoors. First of all, I said it's going to be a very busy weekend with all of the boat traffic out there. And you should always wear a life jacket anytime you're on the water, whether it's a busy weekend, a summer, a vacation. You should, everybody on the boat should have a life jacket, because more people have drowned from boating accidents when they're not wearing a life jacket than they are if they were wearing a life jacket. Okay, please do that. And why do you wear, and don't just say, you know, I'll put it on all the kids. You need to wear it. Yes, you need to wear that also. Because you know what? The kids are going to miss you. Your dog's going to miss you. Your spouse will miss you. Everyone, your friends will even miss you. So come on, you know, wear the life jacket, not just for them, but wear it for everybody in the great outdoors. Okay, do that. Besides, it shows that you're a good person. Everybody will be proud of you on the boat. Hunting season opens up in many states yesterday, and it started today. Whether it's Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, I mean, there's, and many other states, it's going on everywhere out there. So please obey the rules, wear the proper colors, whatever you're doing, but just have some fun and enjoy the great outdoors. But let's talk about today's show. We got a big show, as they say. On today's show, we always have Captain Tony. He's winding down here into September, October, about what's going on in Lake Michigan. Then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County has got some really cool. No, he doesn't got. He has some very good. My English teacher just hit me in the back of the head. Has some very good programs for you to go out and enjoy in the Cook County Forest Preserves. Don't miss it. Make sure you're listening. Have a notepad out there so you can mark down some of the cool stuff that Tim's going to talk about. I'm excited about it. Then Tom Dvorak will be coming on. He's from Fishing Has No Boundaries. There's a chapter there's many chapters across the Midwest and beyond, but there's a chapter up in Antioch, and every year this time they go out on the Chain of Lakes next weekend, and they do a fishing program with people that have maybe never gone, you know, fishing. They may have a physical or a mental challenge to them, and they just do so much to help these people. And you know what? You might even want to volunteer sometime or make a little donation to them. But I hope you listen to Tom's interview because he's a really cool guy, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about all the neat things that people can volunteer and help with. And then we've got my good buddy, my grandson Aiden, with his end of August fishing report. He's probably out there because, you know, I know they're going to have to put their boat away in a couple of weeks, so he'll be back to fish in the rivers and lakes instead of Lake Michigan. So we'll be hearing from him. So I'm looking forward to that. But you know what? Before we get any further, now let's hear from who else? Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the bay.
Watching them salmon swim away. It's a story. They're swimming away, John. I don't know. Uh-huh. Out there, you know, you might get one or two if you're lucky. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, these fish have been moving around. And, I mean, the lake trout are there. I mean, we are catching the lake trout, you know. That's our dominant fish right now. Mm-hmm. The weather's changing. We had the super, super duper moon, which put a damper on the morning fishing the next day. Mm-hmm. They were feeding all night, of course. Bright light, they can see better and they can feed better. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're fishing, I would say 150, 140, all the way out to 190. I mean, you could push it a little deeper. They're there. You just got to put your time in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you catching them throughout the water column, or do you got to run lower?
Well, the majority of them are pretty deep, you know, probably 15 off the bottom. You know, sometimes tap the bottom and just right off the bottom. But, yeah, I caught a couple on 300 coppers, and I caught a couple 171 down. So they're swimming around the column. I did take two silverfish during my whole trip, a medium-sized coho, and we had probably a two-year-old king, a little silver guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, if you can target them, if you're getting them, stick where you're at and work them hard. But for the majority of the time right now, haven't seen them like they were back about 3 weeks ago. I've seen a couple swimming in the harbor. So if little guys want to try along shore, but I have no idea what's going on along shore because I don't fish along shore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly, exactly. And did you mention which baits were working for you?
Oh, using the big white paddle with a polka dot spinning glow with a little boy blue tail. There's another Dodger, big Dodger. I'm using 11-inch Dodgers for the trout on the bottom.
Mm.
I think he'd get them at Lake Michigan Angler there. Go talk to Rob. It's green on one side, Mirage, and glow on the other, and that's been working really good. Of course, the standard chrome guy's working good. Again, white tails on them, green and white spinning glows with a white tail, or the polka dot white guys with a little boy blue tail. Some guys aren't even running tails on them, and they're still catching lake trout.
Mm.
But ready for this?
Yeah.
Broke my net the other day on a 23-pound lake trout.
What?
I scooped up the lake trout. Usually I slide it in, set it on the rail.
Yeah.
And then bring it in the boat. Well, it's one of my original nets where the screws screw in.
Yeah.
That's where your weak spot is. After, I would say, 25 years of using the net, the hoop finally broke. But we got the fish.
Oh, my. I was just going to say, Tony, please tell me you got the fish.
Yeah, we got the fish. The biggest thing was like, grab the hoop. Hurry, hurry, grab the hoop. Yeah, he was a big, big guy, you know.
Oh, my God. That must have just plowed that. I could just see that rod bent over.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook. The guy, he had a smile from ear to ear. He said, this is my biggest fish I ever caught in my life, you know. And it was taking line. I was like, could it be a deep water king? Because you know what? People don't think them spinning gulls can catch kings. But last week, I did take like a, what was it? Probably about a 14-pound king on a spinning glow.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, they're just hungry, you know. Yeah, if you're in the right place at the right time, you know. Lake Michigan is vast, remember.
That's right. They're going to eat anything and want anything. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of the one and only musical Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters, where do they go?
I call me on the cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't pick up right away, I probably net the fish. Give me a little time. Mm-hmm. I'll get back to you sometime that day. You know, it's, you know, I do have, like I said, some weekdays left, and there's a few weekends left. fishing all the way through, maybe near the end of October this year. Weather permit.
Cool. All right, Tony, I'm going to let you go. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost? Fish on.
The back of the bay. Change it up, buddy. Change it up.
All right, change it up.
Be safe out there. Watch the weather. Stay cool.
All right. Fishing. At Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know the Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business on.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yep, steel head running, honey. Don't hold dinner tonight. But they're leaning to me, heading upstream. I packed up my waders. It's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steel head running. Yeah, the steel head running. Have a steelhead running, honey. Don't hold dinner tonight.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, did you look at the calendar? What does it say? It says it's the first Saturday of the month. What do we do on the first Saturday of the month? We line you up with everything you need to go do, participate, walk, you know, listen to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can't even think of all the things, but it's Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. It comes on the first Saturday. And Tim, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, I always love being on the show, Chauncey. I appreciate the chance to let the public know all the happenings that you just kindly mentioned a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the things to look forward to for the next month or 2 months as the special event season comes to a, I wouldn't say comes to a close, but tends to wind down a little bit with the weather.
Yeah. Now, I mean, there really, there's a lot of stuff. I love the fall. Why do I love the fall? Sometimes it's a little bit drier. It's definitely a lot cooler. And the colors, you know, the creator comes down with his, you know, what do you call it? His palette of colors, like he's painting, you know, another magnificent painting to hang in the Chicago Art Institute. And it's just the colors of the trees and the grasses and everything. It's magnificent to get out there in September. So what do we got kicking, buddy?
Sorry, I just kind of blanked out to this palette and an artist and Bob Ross and his wonderful hair.
That's what I was thinking about.
Just a little bit jealous of that one. That's okay.
The guy with the fro and a paintbrush, you know.
Which is weird to think that he had straight hair, but supposedly they permed it in order for him to kind of keep that allure, I guess, that shtick going. Anywho, sorry. Side note. I tend to do that sometimes. No, you're good. Yes, we have special events, you know, every weekend, sometimes during the week, still through the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
So actually coming up next weekend on Friday the 8th, is our fair at the square, which is focusing on the reuse form of a carnival. Some folks may have gone up to the Renaissance Fair and do things like that. We don't quite have as extensive as a fair, to say that, but we do have a smaller, more intimate thing taking place over in River Forest near our general headquarters on Friday the 8th from 4 to 7. So the kids can, you know, learn about how to reuse different items. They can also participate in more carnival-type games. It's really a lot of fun, and it's intended to be after school. So from 4 to 7, if you can shoot on over there, they'd love to see you there if possible.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's great. You talk about the artistic side of it all. Our staff is full of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Our team has so many different skill sets, Chauncey, that they have the ability to create whatever, however, whenever. So to see some of this in full bloom, for lack of a better way to say that,
mm-hmm.
pretty great. So cool. Now, if you want to go more for that science side, get back into the sticks and the stones, on the next day on the 9th, you can head down to Sand Ridge for Archaeology Day. You can pay homage to the Calumet region, learn about Native American culture and history, do a mock archaeology dig. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of fun to get your hands kind of into the soil and do some of the basics of that more science side of it all.
Well, that's cool.
It's just fun. I mean, you've been to some of these before.
Yeah.
You know that it's age appropriate, so we can cater the activity to a four-year-old, we can cater it to a 40-year-old. We can mix it up a little bit, which is pretty fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to stay kind of in the central part of the county, head over to Migrating Monarch Celebration at Thatcher Woods on the 9th. The next one, I think you're slightly familiar with the place, at Crabtree Nature Center.
Yes.
We're going to host Art and Nature on Sunday the 10th. We kind of learn about art and nature, creative reuse on that side of it all, different colors and what you can find naturally over there.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot more than just art in nature going on that day there. There's a lot of activities so that you can physically touch, and it's cool. It's going to be cool.
What were you doing over at Crabtree the other day?
It was President Tony Preckwinkle was having the grand reopening because they just they put $2 million into the site, updating the building, turning it all electric, more or less carbon footprint. All the exhibits now are let me put it to you this way. I saw kids that were under the age of 8 looking at the fish. The aquariums are on their level to look, not my level. They're at their level. They could, you know, so they could sit there and just look at the fish at the, you know, standing upright. Then they got the coolest thing is they got right in the middle a thing of all the wildflowers that you would see out in the prairie. And in the middle of it, there's a coyote. They have a stuffed taxidermy coyote sitting there. So it just gave such a realistic effect. And there's things you could read and nature trails there. It was so cool. It was the coolest thing to watch President Preckwinkle. After I was talking, I said, you got another event? She goes, yeah, I'm going to walk down the nature trail right here because I want to see it. That was cool.
How often everything you just mentioned is amazing. How often does that happen? You have, these elected officials and individuals who obviously are there for one reason, but more than anything else, they're there for the other,
yeah.
Which is a passion, the draw to be part of nature and see the progression of these nature centers or of these wellness centers, mm-hmm. That are hopefully coming out sooner and later. You and I have talked about Swallow Cliff, and the usage that gets. Aldwell Woods eventually over on the far north side of the city will have a new wellness center opening to the public. And it's just amazing to see folks who maybe are sometimes tied to the computer and the administrative side get out and just be part of nature.
Oh, and by the way, I did this Sunday morning before I left to go to this event. We've talked about it before, but I've never done it on my computer. And yet there's, we talk about the nature centers and this, but there's so many other programs that, Tim and his staff do all across the county at many different forest preserve sites. But I looked it up, every nature center. And now I live by Brookfield Zoo, okay? The furthest nature center from where I was sitting Sunday morning was 37 minutes away. The furthest.
That's it?
That was it. I said, oh, my gosh. So no matter.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, so no matter where you live in Cook County, you're not more than 40 minutes away from a nature center.
It's like driving from Ridge and Ashland, between Ashland and Chicago because there's so much traffic.
Yep.
But that's it. It only takes 40 minutes at most. That's pretty amazing. And the offering, they continue to do these special events, Chauncey. Obviously, ribbon cutting is a very special event, ceremonial in a way, but you also have these, celebration of National Public Lands Day that we're doing on Saturday the 23rd, and a nature center is going to host something, like Crabtree will have something. We will be right by Trailside Museum in River Forest at Thatcher Woods. They're going to do a salsa dance. If you want to come by LaBaugh Woods, which is on the far northwest side as well, there's something. And then, I know you've been down here plenty of times. It's so gorgeous, and I feel like the public still has not taken advantage of it. The Camp Bullfrog in the greater Palos region.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone feels like you're so isolated from everything that's in a normal metropolitan region. But Camp Bullfrog is going to have that pseudo nightcap to celebrate that day at 5:30. You can come over for some live music, food trucks, a night hike. There's tons of things to do, whether it is the nature center or it's one of our mobile sites that we tend to program at as well.
On Saturday the 23rd, which is also, I know it's Open Lands Day, but it used to be, I still think it's called National Hunting and Fishing Day, according to Congress also. And but on the 23rd at, where is it? At Sagawa Nature Center, they're having a bilingual bird migration walk. This is cool because so many people of, Hispanic can learn also, because sometimes if you don't hear, like I grew up in a Polish neighborhood and my Polish is pretty well gone now. But I mean, if somebody who's in a neighborhood where they're speaking Spanish predominantly is the language, and you can get the parents to come out with you, the grandparents to take a little walk and learn, they'll love it. This is a super event at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. I love that one. I got to go to this one.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that's kind of where we're going with some of these programs, and there might be smaller, more intimate ones, but at the end of the day, we're looking at the racial equity, diversity, inclusion, mm-hmm. the idea of the Forest Reserves belonging to all. And if there's maybe a community that hasn't been out there as much, or we, as the programmers, who don't have all that information, we need to learn from you. So we go to you. We talk to your community center.
Right.
We talk to your local aldermen. You talk to your community folks to mm-hmm. figure out what it is that you want. We're actually doing a sunset walk on the 28th at Bussy Woods, and that's in Spanish as well. So you're mm-hmm. looking from that bilingual side.
Yeah.
I think there's a Hispanic Heritage Month paddling celebration that's mm-hmm. going to take place at Powderhorn. We work with different indigenous groups on some programs that doing, whether it's a community powwow at the end of the month or Dogwog, which is a fall-based camp over at Rolling Knoll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a lot going on from that side of it all.
Oh, yeah. 24th, you got yoga in the woods at the Little Red Schoolhouse, one of my favorite little haunts. Make sure you all say hi to Mrs. Silik that works there, you know. And there's so many...
Don't say hi to her husband.
Nah,
don't say hi to Steve.
Don't say hi to Steve. You know? He smells like fish anyway, but...
yeah, and he loves it.
There's a Fall Nature Fest on the 23rd at Labal Woods. It's the fourth annual that one. So you got a salsa party in the preserves in Thatcher Woods. You got a pumpkin hunt for the great tiny pumpkin hunt going on at Sand Ridge Nature Center on the 23rd. You got the Nights and Sounds of Nature at the Little Red Schoolhouse on the 22nd. I mean, we can go on for another 30 minutes and still not have enough time. You know that.
No, we don't at all. Yeah. You're into mushrooms and you want to learn about that much of it all, that side of it all, you can do that fall fungi walk over at Sagwa on the 17th. I think you're into scouts a little bit.
Yep.
Is that fair
just
to say?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So on the 24th, you know, if you're a local Cub Scout troop and from the Wolfpack, then you can stop by Little Red.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this whole Cub Scout adventure series. And for those that don't want to talk, they just want to go.
Yeah.
They want to hit the trail and just go with it. You can do fitness walks. You can do a senior fitness walk
mm-hmm.
at Thatcher. You can, if you want to learn capoeira or some other forms of martial arts
mm-hmm.
and embrace the benefits of being in nature while exercising, we've got things like that going on. So I don't want to completely, drown out your listeners.
Right, but Tim,
my old history teacher.
On top of all of this, on top of all of these programs, on top of everything that we've mentioned and they've got going on and this and that, if you just want to stop, get a little breakfast sandwich at a restaurant or a couple of donuts and a big cup of coffee, find a shady picnic table and just sit down for an hour. And listen to the birds, listen to, watch the a raccoon walk by or whatever, or a rabbit eating grass, or maybe just in the background you'll hear kids laughing. What a perfect way to start a day.
Oh, I start my day every day like that, but not in the woods at home.
With three young kids, yeah, I know that one.
Dad, wake up. I will. I swear I will.
Tim, if somebody wants more information about the forest preserves, where do we go?
You can go to the Forest Reserves website at fpdcc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can stop by one of the nature centers because our fall brochure is now out. Or you can come to one of our events and we'll have some brochures for you as well.
Cool. Once again, what was the website again? FPD?
Sure. fpdcc.com.
And just click on events and you'll find more things to do than you can imagine. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Always appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, that's Tim Mondal, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford But don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
In a itty bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? And they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies did.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we've got a fine gentleman who's part of an organization that I've been to these events before. I've used some of the services of this organization. It's called Fishing Has No Boundaries. And we've got Tom Dvorak on the phone. Tom, thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
All right. Now, first of all, I know what it is. I know what it is. But can you tell people what Fishing Has No Boundaries is a little bit?
Sure. Fishing Has No Boundaries is an organization based out of Hayward, Wisconsin. We have 18 chapters in 9 states. I run the Northern Illinois chapter out of Antioch, Illinois, and it's on the Chain of Lakes. And what we do is we take persons with disabilities, regardless of their disability, it can be physical, It can be mental or both. And we take them out for a day fishing on the water, on the chain of lakes.
And like I said, it is the most... It's a great organization, but the one for the Northern Illinois chapter that they do on the Chain of Lakes, it's just remarkable because most of the people that you're having that go out on that event are mentally challenged, you know?
Yeah, I would say that most of them from the group homes are, but we do have many in wheelchairs that are specifically just physically disabled, i.e. a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, just were born with that difficulty.
Right, and that's one of the things that Fishing Has No Boundaries. What people don't understand is, it's such a broad touching group because, you know, it's just imagine yourself like you just said you had a stroke, and you don't, you're not able to fish anymore. Well, you've got, your organization has tools, fishing rods, battery operated reels, many other things that. Will get someone who loved fishing back on the water to enjoy a day or whatever.
Absolutely. And we do have many people that reach out to us specifically stating that it might even be just a caregiver because that person can't even call us. And the caregiver will say that I'm taking care of somebody that had a stroke and his or her passion was fishing. How do we get them out? And that's where we come in and offer mm-hmm. them the opportunity to get out for that day.
Yeah, for that day. As a matter of fact, a long time ago, I just thought of that now, Tom. A long time ago, I had elbow surgery. And, you know, before I went under, the doctor said, oh, don't worry about it. Small incision, small cast. Okay, fine. When I woke up, the cast went from my armpit to my fingers. And I looked at him and I said, you said small. He goes, well, I know you. So I had to fish a charity fishing tournament literally in 4 days. And I called Fishing Has No Boundaries, and one of the organization people got me a rod and reel that worked off of a... when you look at it, it looks like a rechargeable drill, a hand drill. Not a gun drill, but a hand drill. And it's attached to a Zepco 33 reel, and I was able to fish this tournament, you know, for the day. And I would have never... ever thought of been able to do that. And it's, so it's not just like I said, one or two things. Now, this event that you guys are having, and not this weekend, next weekend.
Correct. It's September 9th.
Right. September 9th. It's full. I know you've got tons of, you know, you've got all the, you know, you're looking for probably even more guides on the chain that can take people out. But it's really a unique thing because when the people come there, you've taken care of everything, haven't you?
Yes, we provide them with a continental breakfast. They go out fishing, which we provide the boats, the bait, the rods, reels, the guys, captains. They come back, give them a lunch, and then they go back out in the afternoon for 3 hours, 3-4 hours, and they come back and for dinner, and we give awards for most fish, biggest fish for each species, and they all go home with a little goodie bag. And I got to tell you, some of them get off of those buses in the morning, and they're already asking for the goodie bag. They haven't even fished, and they're so excited to be there. And a lot of their caregivers tell us that this is the day of the year mm-hmm. that they all look forward to the most. So that means a lot to us to hear that.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. And that's the thing. But, you know, some of the side stuff that you haven't mentioned is, you know, you've got medical people on the water in boats. So if someone's having a problem, they can call... There's a flag on a boat, you know, whatever. And they'll come over there and assist them if they need assistance. You've got, you know, medical people. You've got, like as you said, you know, guides and volunteers and, you know, people with cooking. And, I mean, it is truly a remarkable thing. And this is all being done out of what, Sea Halings, right?
Yeah, Sea Halings on Grass Lake. Yeah. It's the Sea Haling and Sons Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been hosting this prior to me taking over. Back in the day, it was the Chicagoland chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they did their first event at the state park. And then every event since then has been at Sea Halings. And we could not ask for a better host. They are, by far, that family is the best and take very good care of us.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's an event like this is also funded by donations, volunteering and donating.
Correct. We do have people that that will mail us donations or hand us donations, and then we do one fundraiser a year. And our goal is to try to get enough money to pay for this, because renting tents and porta potties and paying for food and T-shirts and hats and everything else that goes along with it, it can be costly. And as everybody knows, prices have gone up. So
yeah,
but we're doing very well. We have a very very supportive town, and our donors are just the best. They definitely do.
Now, I think Fishing Has No Boundaries started up north, didn't it?
Yes, started in Hayward, Wisconsin. In 88 was the first event, and they still have their event up there. It was an idea of a gentleman that, similar to what you had, he was injured and he could not fish, and he actually said he felt sorry for himself and then realized, I'm going to get better. How about those that will never get better?
Yeah.
And what can we do for them? And that was how that idea started, just by him.
Mm-hmm. And it's literally, this is spread across the country, hasn't it?
Yes, we're more so in the Midwestern states, but we're in Colorado and Ohio and Indiana and Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois. Trying to think where else. There's 9 states that we're in. But Wisconsin and Minnesota have the most chapters, similar, I guess, because of it starting here, near there.
Right. The other thing is that, when you go to an event like this, and like the first time I went to it, I was covering it for my TV show, and, I got to Sea Hailings, and I parked my car, and I'm walking over there, and I'm like, wow, this is huge. And then I'm watching the people getting ready, and I'm sitting there literally, not a participant, but I'm standing on the outside looking in the fishbowl, and I just went, oh, my God. These people are really working like dogs. They are just, they are grinding. They're like a team of huskies pulling a sled. I mean, they are working together to get this thing done, get going, do this, do that. Nobody has a frown on their face. No, everybody's, I saw more hugs and cheers and high fives and fist bumps. I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, you could just feel the excitement for the people that are coming to participate that really are, what you're doing this for, and the amount of love. That's a good word. The love.
Right.
And I'm
glad you brought that up, because the, we talk about, we're doing this for our anglers. We want to get them out in the water. We want them to have the best day.
Yeah.
And we always joke about our volunteers become hooked. If we get one person new this year that volunteers, chances are they're going to be there next year and all the years after, because there is such a satisfaction that we find that our volunteers get out of it as well.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's why, if you've got some free time and you got some stuff like the, and you want to participate, are you still looking for some volunteers to help next week?
No, we're in good shape with volunteers.
Okay, good.
Maybe if a guide or two, if there's somebody that is listening to you, or guides in the area or fishes in the area,
You
certainly never turn away a fishing guide, because sometimes larger boats, we could use more than one person helping.
Mm-hmm. And a pontoon boat would be perfect on the chain.
Right, we're doing good on pontoons, but again, those are our friends, the pontoon boat that we get and the captains and guides, because without that, we can't get them on the water.
No, you can't. You can't. If somebody wanted to help you guys out in a monetary wise, or learn more about this, Tom, where would they go to find out, is what I'd like to know.
Okay. We do have a website. There is a national website, but I can give you our Northern Illinois chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's www.northernilfhnb.org. I hope I gave it right. You caught me at a moment. If they Google Northern Illinois Fishing Has No Boundaries, they will find us.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody.
On our website, it tells about the organization in general, including how it started up in Hayward. Mm-hmm. And then it explains, our date and how to volunteer, how to donate, that sort of thing. There's pictures on there, which I think a lot of people get a a better idea if they can visually see the pictures over the years of our anglers out there smiling and catching fish.
Yeah. Well, Tom, thanks for coming on the show this morning and explaining the Northern Illinois Fishing Has No Boundaries event next weekend at Sea Halings on Grass Lake. But you know what? Thanks for what you do. Really.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks, Chauncey.
Everyone, that was Tom Dvorak from Fishing Has No Boundaries, Northern Illinois chapter. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2, so you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, I hope you marked your calendar for a couple of things to do with Tim Mondel and all of his interesting things in the Forest Preserve for all the young kids, all the middle-aged kids, and even us mature, or as I like to put it, us nature kids. To do in the Cook County Forest Preserves. And you know what? That fishing has no boundaries. It's truly heart-touching. even if you're, you know, don't have the time to volunteer, but you got a little bit of time, take a ride up there to the Chain of Lakes and see this operation. Trust me, all you're going to do is walk around, maybe introduce yourself, say you heard it on Chauncey's show, watch what they do, and I guarantee you're going to be signing up next year to help out. It really touches your heart. It really does. I can't explain it anymore. Hey, let's go over a couple of things that are happening in the next few weeks. First of all, our good buddies, yes, it's called the Illinois Muskie Tournament Trail. And actually, this one's the Mike Sewell Memorial Tournament at Fox Chain of Lakes. There's going to be only 50 boats on September 23rd. That's September 23rd. You can contact Phil Gutman at 847-204-8286. Let me repeat, 847-204-8286 for more information. On Friday night, they're going to have, it's going to be at the Muskie Tails and Time to Bite bar at location. There's the sign-in. You can launch anywhere. That's on Friday, okay? You can launch anywhere on the chain on Saturday morning but the tournament's from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. But this is important because a lot of people don't understand this. You have to be at the Time to Bite for the official takeoff. Okay, that is very, very important. And like I said, all this information is on the IMTT website if you want more detailed stuff. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's $150 per person on the boat. You need a Fox Waterway sticker for a day pass or year-long pass. They're sold by Muskie Tails also, so don't pass that up. But this is, it's a fun tournament. You can, you know, win some serious cash in this thing too, and this all goes towards points out there. And then there's they have a great dinner and stuff afterwards, about 4:30 in the afternoon. It's just so much fun to do and be part of. Once again, that's the IMTT Memorial Tournament on the Fox Chain in honor of Mike Sewell. Contact our good buddy Phil Gutman at 847-204-8286. I mentioned top of the show that anytime you're out on the water, and I know so many people will be out on the water this weekend, wear a life jacket. Anytime you're on the water, most drownings in boating accidents, the people that passed were not wearing a life jacket. Okay, that's a big hint. So please, please wear a life jacket. One, it shows all the good manners of good boating. It shows your family and friends that are out on the boat that, you know, this is important to you. And besides, every time you put a life jacket on, you're saying, I love you to all of your friends, your family, your kids, even your dog or cat. They want to see you come back from a day of boating. Wear that life jacket when you're on the water. Please, please, please. Hunting and starts in a lot of states in the Midwest, September 1. Boy, dove hunting, squirrel hunting, a lot of things are going on out there. Please be careful, follow all the rules, and be safe anytime you're out hunting in the outdoors. Don't forget tick and bug spray. You're going to need it this weekend if you're outdoors. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, so make sure you're all sprayed down for it because you don't want to have a tick party, okay? Now let's get the Aiden Fishin Report from Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give him a call. Tell him Chauncey sent you. Papa, Dad, Sis, and I took the boat down to Muskegon. Action was slow till we were in 55 to 100 feet. fishing in 70 to 30 feet of water. Okay. Glow spoons, meat rigs, and J plugs, not plagues, seem to work the best. My sis caught the biggest fish, and I was happy for her. I had to help hold the pole. The old guys said Grand Haven was better in 40 to 80 feet of water. Lures and chrome J plugs worked well, along with white flasher flies. Pure anglers took some salmon while casting spoons closer to dark, but they were all glowing spoons. Uncle Tom said he went to Lake Erie for yellow perch, not for walleye, and fished Stony Point in 27 feet of water with minnow perch rigs, with green being the most successful color. See you in a couple weeks. Excited. School starting. Hockey season is also getting geared up. Go Hawks. The team he plays for is the Hawks, not the Blackhawks, the Hawks. Hope to see you soon in 2 weeks. There was a fishing report by my grandson, Aiden, in Western Michigan. It's sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, cool, cool. Hey, Northwest Indiana, my good friends at Whack'em and Stack'em Bait want everyone to know about the Take a Kid Fishing Day at the Porter County Conservation Club on September 16th from 9 to 1 p.m. It's open to the public for free food and prizes for the kids will be available. No fishing license is required. Location is 320 North 150 West in Valparaiso, Indiana. If you want more information, give a call to Jim Holman at 219-743-8055. That's Jim Holman, 219-743-8055. Cook County Forest Preserve, cooler mornings, has a lot more fish closer to the surface, and especially bass on some surface baits, which is always exciting, exciting, exciting. And then after the sun pops up in the trees, you better be looking forward to trying to look for things with live bait, really. Chain of Lakes, my friend Rogers said he found some big crappie in 7 to 14 feet of water on the chain. We would get to fish one fish, and then we'd have to move around to find another school of bait fish, and then we use the bigger fathead minnows on a slip bobber to catch some fish. Catfish are doing pretty cool. Delavan Lake, pike are being hit trolling crankbaits close to the weed edges or fishing suckers on the weed lines. That's always good. Fox River, catfish are doing very well and downstream from some of the dams, so check that out. And once you got that. We got more fishing. Oh, the flute is playing. That means I'm coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. It says, it's not enough for man to know how to ride. He must also know how to fall. That's a good one, Ap. It is not enough for a man to know how to ride. He must also know how to fall. That's very true. Very true. My friend Apensui Majawat. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, the doves we're shooting, and everything else. We're taking it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, everyone.